So one night, the enemy made an assault on our LZ. You said, what's a LZ? A LZ is a perimeter where you got bunkers sit up all the way around and they have guards on those bunkers. And that particular night, they did everything they could to get me to go pull a guard that night, and it was not my night to pull a guard. And I told them, I said, I am not going. And they said, yeah, you got to go. I said, no, I don't, because it's not my night to go. And here's the whole point, I want to get to. That particular night, they pulled a surprise attack. And they overran that bunker that I was supposed to pull guard and kill the people that was there. And they got inside of the perimeter, inside of the LZ. They were shooting all up in there, and there was gunfire going on. Because I was in bed, because I had my gun by my side and all that. I stayed in bed. And they finally got them all under control after, you know, when daylight came. Here's what I'm saying. You need to stay ready. Because the enemy will pull a surprise attack. He tried to catch you off guard, unprepared. And if you think Matlock going to help you then, you're going to be in for a big surprise. So he will show you things to come. You won't be surprised. You already know he's coming. And you have them in your sight when you show up. All you got to do is pull the trigger. Pow! Knock that sucker out. That's right. That's the way I do. Because we take advantage of that deer. He don't even know I'm in the stand. When he show up, I got him in my sight. And next thing you know, he's on the ground. That's the way you do the enemy. He thinks he gone to pull a surprise attack on you. But you got an advantage. You already know he's coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see you already know he's coming. Hallelujah. Your gun is loaded and it's zeroed in, it's not off. You'll dial it in and you know wherever I put that X, that's where the bullet's going. Yeah. All you gotta do is pull the trigger. And you know how to squeeze it without jerking. You become a professional shot. Go to the next verse. He will do what? He will glorify me. For he shall do what? Receive a mind. This is what talking about Holy Spirit. He's going to receive a mind. And do what? Because he lives right here inside of you. He's living right here. So you don't have to wait till next morning to get the news. He'll tell it to you while you're lying on your bed. He'll show it to you. You'll know ahead of time. Somebody trying to come up and steal your good, he'll show you who's coming. And you'll be ready for him. But see, we got to stop trying to live by the natural realm so much and by what people say. Proverbs I was reading the other day said, horse, as strong as a horse is, but it's a vain thing to put your trust in. And as much as I like horses and I like to watch shows about horses, but they're a vain thing when it comes to trusting God. Are you trusting God? Trusting somebody, should I say, with your life is a vain thing. Amen. Now, let me read this verse. Now, watch this. I'm going to. I want you to hear this now. Because, see, we read sometimes, we don't pay it no attention, we just read. All things. Will somebody tell me what all means? Did you hear what he's saying? Jesus said, all thing that the Father has are who? How many things the Father has?
All.
Go to, if y'all can go with me to Roman, what chapter? Let me get there myself. Romans chapter 8. Where did I do my thing? I just said. Romans 8:17. Let's go to Romans 8:17. See. Yeah, we'll do the King James. Romans 8:17. Let me see if that's right. Yeah, that's right. Romans 8:17. Jesus said what? All things that the Father has are what? Are who? He said they are mine. Now watch this. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God. And who? With who? Do you know what a joint heir means? Whatever the one you are joined to is yours too. A joint means I got the same right, same privilege, same say-so. Are y'all listening to me? Yeah.